are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As we are in the time, every Wednesday we do this leadership segment where we talk to you regarding matters that are of great importance. And today is no different, as we are having our guest who's been with us for the past series of weeks talking to us, Mfundisi Amias Mvunelo. And he's going to be chatting to us this afternoon regarding innovation, right, in leadership and innovation. This is a leadership segment right here. And so the pastor will be joining us as we discuss this very important subject. Last week, we had an informative discussion on emotional intelligence. And in today's Grace Flow conversation on leadership and governance, we have another important aspect of leadership to consider. We're going to be looking at innovation. All right. And of course, as I said, you're going to be interested to share your thoughts, your comments, your questions with us. We invite you to do so. Talk to us on +27 73 470 3520. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you and welcome to the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon, Derek. It's good to hear you. It's good to have you. I mean, to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Well, welcome back. I must be saying, I mean, you've become a regular feature on this show, and we appreciate you for sparing the time to do that.
No, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity and the invitations.
Thank you, sir. Let's jump straight into the discussion for this week. I mean, we were talking emotional intelligence, right? EQ. Now we're going into the innovation side, and we just had that beautiful piece of music coming through from James Morse talking about whatever we can do. If we're going to be a writer, then give a prolific dissertation, your very best, right? If you're going to be an artist, make a masterpiece for God. Be as innovative as you can. Please speak to us about the importance of innovation as it relates to, especially in the context of our discussions in Grace Flow, as it relates to leadership.
Yeah, so one of the difficulties we have with leadership, mm-hmm. in the context of organizations, churches, and all of that, is that people don't understand the importance of it. Others have struggled with the idea because they believe that leadership is maintenance. Leadership is not maintenance. It cannot be maintenance. The very idea of leading, of being able to lead, suggests that you are on a forward movement. Okay. You are ahead of time. You are ahead of everything. You are pulling towards a certain direction. Now we and you are guiding people towards that. We don't know the ultimate. You know, the unfortunate thing is we walk by faith, as it were, whether we're in business or not, or whether we understand it or not.
Yeah.
We don't know the ultimate. So far, leadership has brought us to this point with quite a number of innovations that have changed our society, that have changed our churches, that have changed our organizations, changed our families. Have we reached the destination yet? Are we there yet? No, we don't know. We only discover when we are there that, oh,
we have arrived.
We have arrived.
Yeah.
It's like this movie that the children were asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? All the time. We've got to always ask that question. Are we there yet? When we have succeeded in one area, then there's still more to achieve. There's still more to work towards. So innovation says, let's introduce new ways of doing things. Let's introduce new methods, new strategies, new systems, so as to improve what we are doing. Let's introduce a new product.
Yeah.
So it's always looking for new ways of doing things, new thoughts, new ideas, new products, new systems, new strategies. So that's where we start. And there are theological foundations for it, because some people get stuck, but we can come to that. But basically, leadership is about that aspect, innovating.
Yeah.
We do not know what we are chasing. We will have to always chase it. and look for it. In fact, we are groping in the dark almost. So we've got to always be on the cutting edge of innovation so as to reach better heights than what we've done yesterday.
And that's quite profound, Maruti, if I may just add. You know, you look at the world around us, you see that many businesses, especially in the last, I would say, maybe 10, 20 years, which were pioneers in their fields, fell flat on their faces because they thought, no, they're coming out with this new stuff. I mean, you're talking mobile devices, your Nokias, your Blackberries, right? Yeah. And today they have been left far behind in the technology race because they didn't say, okay, from here on, what's the next step, right? And so you need to really, really be careful in that. But
yeah, it's a very important example you are bringing because it's in some industries it's cutthroat.
Yep.
Even for the church, I want to suggest that it's cutthroat. If you do not improve your systems, you do not improve your offering. When I say offering, I don't mean the money, but you are offering.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to be, I mean, you have, for example, AWR as an example. It's an innovation.
True.
You have Hope Channel, the TV station. You have apps now that you are using to reach people as a church. You have offerings done through, the other day I was suggesting to somebody, I was one of the services I said we will offer is using robots to collect offerings, using robots to collect data at the entry point of the church. If you don't do those and you don't use artificial intelligence, you don't use the Internet of Things, even for the church space, you will be left behind. You'll soon be one of the churches that have just become ghost towns. Those are churches that have no people at all anymore. We've got to always improve, or we will be Nokia, we will be Blackberry. I used to have a Blackberry. I was proud of it. Enjoyed it. And I used to have Nokias. Those were the first phones. But you can't stick with those anymore because they've become irrelevant. They've become defunct. They've become stuck in history rather than innovating.
And as you were mentioning it there, Mfundisi, these new ways and progressive ways of sharing the word. I mean, before it was just the pulpit and at best we can send a missionary. Now, like you're saying, we have to have a proper functioning AWR, proper functioning Hope Channel, otherwise we're not going anywhere. And as you mentioned that, I'm just drawn to think, hey, maybe we must really consider an R&D segment or department in the church, right? Research and development, to say, hey, how can we keep making sure we're getting better and we're giving an offering that is relevant to our masses? But I wanted to
it's a very good suggestion, actually.
Any
organization that does not have its R&D on the cutting edge is soon going to be an organization of the past. Any group of people. And you know, the struggle, especially in the context of the church, as an example, the space I'm very familiar with, a space that I want to challenge.
Yes, sir.
Is the fact that we have created in our minds conservatism, traditionalism, anti-progress, anti-development.
And we call it piety, Mfundisi. We call it holiness.
We've thought of these as piety, being stuck in the past. I mean, God himself is a greatest innovator. If there's anyone we need to learn anything from, I mean, just to use as an example, there's a verse in Hebrews that says, God spoke in the past through prophets, but in the last days, he now speaks to us through his son. Now he's not only speaking to us through his son, he's speaking to us through his Holy Spirit. He's speaking to us ever looking for better ways to speak and communicate to humanity. That is anti the conservatism that we have, the traditionalism that we want to maintain, because God is always looking for ways of reaching his humanity. AWR is his new way now. Hope Channel or other means that are there. God is always out. I mean, one of the things that I always tell people is Joel 2:28 is the most powerful verse you can hear, even for innovation. It is about my young men, but my young men will dream dreams, and my old people
see
will
visions.
See vision. In other people's minds, it's only vision that is talking about the future, the prophetic vision, as it were.
Spiritual,
But we're talking about envisioning a future, a different future. We're talking about dreaming beautiful innovations, even for the church, dreaming things that have never been thought of before. So innovation is always introducing those new ideas, new ways, new systems, new strategies, methods, so that we can improve our offering. But so that is important.
And maybe let's quickly maybe clarify, Moruti, and maybe draw some checks and balances before we think people might say, no. In the olden day, God was using the Sabbath. Now he's using Sunday. It's innovative. It's moving forward. You know?
Yes.
I remember one said, when man looks for a better way, God looks for a better man. And then I want us to maybe say, where and how do we draw the balance? I mean, we have Cain in the... just outside the Garden of Eden, as God is requesting an offering with blood in it, and says, no, I'm dealing with fruit and veggies. Here's an offering. I'll be innovative and give you something that I'm making. How do we draw the balance, right, Muruti, to say sometimes if it ain't broke, don't fix it, to this, no, keep progressing, keep moving forward, keep the principle, but the approach can morph, can grow, can transform, can be better. How do we balance to say, okay, we are still doing the right thing, but we need to do better, or on this one, don't touch anything. It's fine the way it is.
Yeah. So there are certain things, fundamental principles that you can and cannot change.
Okay.
Of course, it's another discussion we could have about how do you get to that and so on.
Okay.
Let's use the example you've used of the Sabbath. We have not even begun to dig in to understand what the Sabbath is about. You and I have had on another show a discussion about the significance of Emmanuel.
Yes.
And the whole concept of God with us. And so the Sabbath is a communicator of God with us.
You cannot
shake that fundamental. You cannot change that fundamental. What you can change is the understanding. Yes, it's progressive, it's growing, it's something that, as I say, we have not yet understood. But you've got to be clear on what is key. For example, if the mission of the organization or the business model of the organization is this, the mission is particularly this. You've got to keep that mission unless you agree that this mission is no longer relevant. And it is clearly proven that this mission or this particular objective is no longer relevant. I'm going to speak in another church this particular weekend about the Sabbath 360 degrees.
Okay.
I'm going to extrapolate the example, the Sabbath, to show how it has remained relevant even for our health, our economics, our entrepreneurship, even for law, every other thing you can imagine. The Sabbath is exactly that. So what I'm trying to say is you've got to be able to understand what is fundamental, what is changeable, what is something you can innovate. So let me give you another example. God, from the beginning, God has been about Christ and Christ coming, even before creation. You cannot then now come and say Christ is no longer relevant. But so I'm trying to say those are some innovative of the things, but maybe we can deal with that in another discussion at length. As a theological or an issue of hermeneutics or interpretation of scripture. But But basically, the thought I want to bring is you are able to innovate even within
the
wide scope that exists in some of things.
And I love that, Mfundisi, because what you're saying is be able as a leader in governance, be able to innovate and note in my innovation, what is the core of what I'm driving that stays the same, but then what is the supporting structure that can morph and suit the times and the best model of what is relevantly needed now. But I think that is very, very well put. Mfundisi, sadly, we'll have to leave it there for today, but thank you so much for coming through and chatting to us for another beautiful, graceful conversation. Maybe your closing remarks as we wrap up today's innovation discussion.
Yeah, I think we need to understand and appreciate the fact that we are still set up or set on a journey. We do not know when will it end. We do not know where is its end. And so we cannot stop halfway. You know, talk about stopping in Haran instead of going all the way to Canaan.
Yeah,
that's
a
sermon, but that's not what we are doing today.
But
being set up on being able to move on and complete the journey. So as long as the journey is not complete, we've got to be adaptable. We've got to be changing. We've got to be innovative. We've got to think of ways we can improve until we are sure we have reached the climax, we have reached the pinnacle, and that's the end. So as long as Jesus has not come, if I may put it in the other ways, we are challenged to innovate, to find better ways.
We are challenged to find better ways. Thank you, Muruti. Until next week when we continue with our discussions, may God bless you and keep you.
Blessings to your listeners as well, Derek. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.